U.S. President Donald Trump said he would sign a series of executive orders on Monday and promised to begin the complete restoration of America and the revolution of common sense. In his inaugural address, while being sharply critical of outgoing President Joe Biden and Democrats, global changes. A tide of change is sweeping the country. Sunlight is pouring over the entire world, and America has the chance to seize this opportunity like never before, but first, we must be honest about the challenges we face. Criticism of Biden. We now have a government that cannot manage even a simple crisis at home, while at the same time stumbling into a continuing catalog of catastrophic events abroad. It fails to protect our magnificent law-abiding American citizens but provides sanctuary and protection for dangerous criminals, many from prisons and mental institutions that have illegally entered our country from all over the world. Reference to foreign wars. We have a government that has given unlimited funding to the defense of foreign borders, but refuses to defend American borders, or, more importantly, its own people. Health, education changes. We have a public health system that does not deliver in times of disaster, yet more money is spent on it than any country anywhere in the world. And we have an education system that teaches our children to be ashamed of themselves, in many cases, to hate our country, despite the love that we try so desperately to provide to them. All of this will change, starting today, and it will change very quickly. Saved by God. Over the past 8 years, I have been tested and challenged more than any president in our 250-year history. Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life. Just a few months ago, in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. But I felt then and believe, even more so now, that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again. Drill baby dill. The inflation crisis was caused by massive overspending and escalating energy prices. And that is why today I will also declare a national energy emergency. We will drill baby drill.